Did you know that there are four streams of income for real estate investors? That's right. Unlike going to a job every day, you get one stream of income. You're trading your time for money. With real estate, you get four streams of constant monthly income. And we're going to show you all of that now. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. We build about 500 homes a year in some of the best real estate markets in the country for our clients. Brand new construction built from the ground up. And boy, have we got some great properties this year. We'll have links in the description below if you want to learn more about everything we do. But let's break down and talk about specifically how real estate investors create an additional stream of income, multiple streams of income, every month and every year. And we're going to use an example. Let's talk about a $50,000 investment example. The $50,000 specifically is you putting down about $45,000 to $50,000. It's a good frame of reference for us to dive in for this example. And the bank will pay the rest. So you're putting about 20, 25% down, and a bank then is doing an inspection, doing an appraisal, and financing the rest. By the way, can you name any other investment where a bank is going to pay 75% of the balance for you to invest? They won't do that with gold. They're not going to do that with stock market. They're not going to do that with anything. That's the beauty of real estate investing. And so even with that, even with having a mortgage and you're only putting 25% down, you're still creating four streams of income. And it is broken down into four categories that we use and like to talk about at Morris Invest: protect, accelerate, control, and transparency. So all of these things fall into these four categories. So let's talk about protect, step one. Now, you can protect your investments through appreciation versus inflation. So let's look at what's happening with inflation, right? We're going to continue to see the US dollar declining year after year, month after month, day after day. The US dollar is in decline. That means that buying a value meal at McDonald's in the 1990s is a lot different than it is in the 2023, 2024. It's more expensive, but you're getting the same darn burger and the same thing of fries. And that means you're spending more for less. That is inflation driving down the value of the US dollar. And as the US government continues to print more and more money, the US dollar will continue to decline. But a way to protect yourself is through real estate. It's through appreciation, because historically, real estate has appreciated ahead of inflation numbers. That single family or duplex that you've bought continues to appreciate year after year. And I've got news for you. We have a housing demand like we've never seen before in the United States. We need 3, 4, even 5 million houses that we simply don't have. The demand is off the charts. And we're actually seeing bidding wars coming back right now. You think in this economy, we're seeing bidding wars? Yeah. Just outside of New York City, announcements this past week that we're seeing bidding wars are back again. Literally, people are paying more and more for a property and they're overbidding just so they can buy a property because we don't have enough of them. Housing demand is at an all-time high. So homes continue to appreciate even though we're seeing really high inflation like we haven't seen in 40 years. So again, the value of the US dollar going down, real estate going up, and protecting yourself is a way to bring in additional cash flow. So let's talk about that $50,000 investment. Like, how does that translate to actual dollars and cents? So if you've got a $50,000 investment that you've made out of pocket and the bank is financing the rest, and your property is appreciating 10, 12% or even lower than that, but that's even a relatively conservative number, 10, 12% appreciation. You're looking at $6,000 return just on the appreciation. Now, you could even go lower than that. Let's just say it's even half of that, $3,000 return just on the asset itself appreciating, not doing anything. You're not even doing anything. The house, just on its value that you own it, is going up in value rather than down in value. Like when you buy a new car, right? It goes down in value the moment you drive it off the lot. With a house, it goes the opposite direction. Number two on my list is accelerate. You're doing that through depreciation. So let's say you've got a 4% depreciation of your real estate. You're returning about a $2,000 per year benefit on your taxes because you're able to depreciate that asset. Now, that's the very basic form of depreciation. We have full videos here on the channel where we take you to the next level, like the high level ninja move, which is a cost segregation depreciation strategy, where it enables you to accelerate that depreciation within those first few years. You're accelerating pieces of the home more quickly under the tax code. So you're not having to wait nearly 30 years to depreciate that asset. You can actually accelerate and condense down into 5, 7, 15 year timeframes. So you can get a lot of money back on your taxes very, very quickly. And what I mean by that is you can, in fact, make that $50,000 deposit or down payment on your property. And using a cost segregation analysis that our team can talk you through when you get on the phone with us, you can actually get that full $50,000 back on your taxes if you're qualified to take advantage of that. So you have to be a real estate professional under the tax code. We don't need to get derailed by that, but just to know that you can accelerate dramatically in the first few years of ownership so that you get that almost that entire deposit back in your first year on your taxes. So it's a wash. Imagine getting a $230,000 single family home that's cash flowing and you get that full deposit amount or down payment back on your taxes in that calendar year. It's a wash. Isn't that amazing? But that's the facts. So you can take a look at that and accelerate your depreciation. Number three on my list is control. You control the asset. It's not tied to the stock market. And so the beauty of all of this is that the stream of income that you're creating is a principal reduction stream of income. So imagine you've made a $50,000 investment and the bank is financing the rest of that property. Your tenant is paying down your mortgage each year. So let's just use a conservative number of 4%. They're paying 4% of your mortgage every year in a principal reduction of your balance of your mortgage, right? That's about a $2,000 stream of income into your pocket because they're literally reducing the principal balance of your mortgage. You're not doing it. The tenant is doing it. This is control, folks. You control this asset and you're getting this beautiful cash flow where you're getting to pay down the principal balance of your mortgage and you're not doing it. The tenant is doing it. That is one stream of income that no other asset class can create.
Oh, you should know what that sound means. That's the best kind of notification. Using Shopify, that's another sale on Shopify. And I have mine turned on and we have our whole storefront set up for Shopify. And I get alerts like throughout the day. Every time I get a little text message, I get that cha-ching sound. And it is fantastic. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling, hats or t-shirts to computer games or, garden gnomes. Whatever you want to sell, you can do it, right? Like we have our redacted store for our big channel. And we sell some hoodies, we sell t-shirts, mugs, tumblers, and other things. We do it all through Shopify. It's fantastic. Shopify covers every sales channel, from an in-person point-of-sale system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform. It even lets you sell across multiple media marketplaces like TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and it really is responsive and great. I just actually bought my kids a new backpack to something that was advertised to me actually on Twitter. For months, this thing has been advertised to me on Twitter. I was like, I'm going to check this out. And I fell in love with it. I'm like, this bag looks amazing. And yes, by the way, my kids love this new backpack. But I bought it all right through their Shopify app or right through the Shopify feature on Twitter. I didn't even have to like go to a separate website. It was all right there. That's how easy it is. So it's packed with industry-leading tools ready to ignite your growth. Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without having to learn any new skills or design any kind of code or anything like that. Really, really simple. What's incredible to me about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify is there to empower you with the confidence and control to revolutionize your business. You know, take your business to the next level. There are so many big companies that use Shopify, you wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't even know it. Like, what's the back end of this website? It's Shopify. So now it's time for you to get serious about selling and try Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period right now by going to shopify.com/investing. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/investing to take your business to the next level today. Shopify.com/investing.
Number four on my list is transparency. What I love about real estate investing and what always drove me nuts about the stock market is I could look at a house and know, okay, I can buy it in this neighborhood. It's got a great school district and it's going to be rented for years because parents are going to want to put their kids in this school district. That's where we build our homes at Morris Invest, like in West Texas and in Joplin, Missouri and other markets that we're currently building our new construction properties in. The reason we build them there in the A-class neighborhood, in the A-class school districts, is because they will be rented forever. That's the goal. Parents are going to want to be in these school districts. They'll want to stay a long time. We have tenants that stay 4 or 5 years, even longer than that, in these neighborhoods because they want to be there for their kids to go to that school district, right? And that transparency allows you to calculate out. You can track and say, oh, 3, 4, 5 years, this is what this property will produce. And you'll know that net cash flow. Okay, so this property is bringing in $1,200 a month in cash flow from this tenant. $1,200 in cash every month. And I know what my expenses are based on my mortgage. And my mortgage is $800 a month, and they're paying $1,200 a month. That's $400 that's going in my pocket. I'm reducing the principal balance of my mortgage, and I can track and figure that out over the course of a number of years. So I can see that cash flow. If my net cash flow is 5% per year, after my expenses, 5%, that's $2,500 a year. And I'm still paying my mortgage down. The mortgage is going down. The appreciation is going up. The depreciation is giving me additional cash flow. And I'm still pocketing $2,500 a year in cash flow. That's unbelievable. That's transparency. Those are the four streams of income. So you have these four streams and you can see and you can monitor them in a way that you don't get from any other investment. So again, this is an example, which is a very conservative example of what types of returns our clients get at Morris Invest. That's a total internal rate of return of 25% in this example that we just did, or $12,500 a year in income, paying down the principal balance, getting money back through depreciation, getting money because of appreciation in the property, right? I'm appreciating the asset and that's giving me that level of equity in the property. And I'm also getting the cash flow. $12,500 a year using this very conservative example of $50,000 down on a property. No other asset can actually come close to providing that type of security, control, transparency, and protection. So guys, if you want to book a call with our team, you can talk about it on the phone with us. We'll walk you through all of these different numbers for your specific situation because there's no one size fits all for real estate investing. We encourage you to book a call with our team. Go to morrisinvest.com, our website. Click on the book a call button and we'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes and walk you through what it looks like for your personal situation. You know, maybe you've got an old 401k that we can use and roll into it. So again, there's no one size fits all approach to this. We would love to talk with you on the phone. But now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.